Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll be doing a program soon on generic drugs, and we want your input. Most generic drugs seem to work just like their name brand counterparts, but with a few medications, there have been stories, at least, of the generics not working as well. And we're collecting your anecdotes if you are a doctor or a pharmacist. If you're a doctor or a pharmacist who's ever had an experience where a generic and name brand drug seem to work differently, please post a comment to our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll be doing a program on this in the coming weeks. But right now, you can finally own your own dream piece of New York City real estate. For just $50, you can buy an apartment or a single-family home for just $250. I wish I was talking about the real thing, but housing prices haven't fallen that far, at least not yet. We are talking about a new offer from the Queens Museum of Art. Many of you have probably seen the famous panorama there. It's that huge scale model of the city with each building, stadium, bridge, park, and now each piece is up for sale as a fundraiser for the museum. It's called the Adopt a Building Program, and the executive director of the Queens Museum, Tom Finkelpearl, joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Thanks.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. You don't have to commit any money right now. This is just fantasy fair at the moment. What property in New York City would you want to buy? The house you grew up in? The movie theater where you went on your first date? Too bad Mets fans. Shea Stadium has already been sold. Not sure about Citi Field, but Yankee Stadium is still up for grabs. It's the old Yankee Stadium for now. So give us a call or comment on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show or call us up. What would you like to buy? What one piece of New York real estate in your dreams? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For people who haven't seen the panorama, mm-hmm. one of the great things to visit in New York City. It was originally built for the 1964 World's Fair right. out there mm-hmm. at Flushing Meadows Park. And give us the experience.
Okay, so it's a 9,300 square foot model, about the size of maybe an auditorium, a high school basketball auditorium. And it has 890,000 buildings on it, every single building in New York City. It's the largest architectural model in the world. So it's, and people think of it, you know, no matter what you say, they think of a tabletop model. And we have school kids come in every day and they go, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. So it's this kind of spectacular thing on a very miniature scale.
And we have a photo of it, if you've never seen the panorama or if you just want to see it again, on our webpage. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Last updated in 1992,
yes.
correct?
So this is a model. It's a living model. It's been updated sporadically. And in 1992, we hired the original model makers to come in. They made 65,000 changes to the model. And since then, it's sort of sat in that state, that 1992 state. So we put Citi Field on there the other day. That was the first change.
Oh, you did?
Citi Field is on there.
New Yankee Stadium?
Not New Yankee Stadium. But it's an internship program with some kids, architecture students from City College. So we're in the New York City building, the City Panorama. Citi Field was the first new building.
So Charles from Prospect Heights was quick to our webpage to write, I would buy the land over the Atlantic Yards and build a school, a hospital, an elderly home, and a park called the Jackie Robinson Park.
Well, this is actually one of the ideas, you know, everybody has ideas about where New York City should be going. We're only building buildings that actually exist, and we're updating neighborhoods, and we're cleaning up parks, and it's a revenue stream back into the education programs of the Panorama.
Andre in the Bronx has a fantasy buy here. Hi, Andre.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Hey. So you're thinking about what you would buy if you could buy any building.
After working downtown for many years, I'd probably buy a large part of Battery Park City and most likely the Trade Center if it's still available. Mm. And I live up in the Bronx, so I'd probably pick up Soundview, my neighborhood, definitely Boynton Avenue where I live. And I don't know, maybe Yankee Stadium if it's up.
There you go. That's a cool combo, Andre.
The Trade Center is a really sensitive subject.
Is it still there in the panorama?
It is still there in the panorama. We've been talking to some folks, family members, from, you know, people who lost family members. And, you know, they want to keep the Trade Center there, and they want to adopt it probably. But eventually, this is one of the only things on the panorama that's there that doesn't exist anymore. And eventually what we want to do is put the new building on there. So for the time being, the Trade Center is there, and it is a very sensitive subject.
And he could buy this expensive real estate in Battery Park City for the same thing as whatever he grew up in Soundview in the Bronx, right?
$50. Very
democratic, yeah.
$50.
Well, $50 if it's an apartment.
Yes. Right? An apartment in Battery Park City is yours for $50.
It's yours for $50.
So, you know, we've had guys saying, I want to buy the liquor store my dad ran in Jackson Heights. We've been getting calls from England. It was picked up by the Manchester Guardian. Ireland, California, etc.
Laura in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I would buy the Sackler wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Can you do that?
You know something, it's interesting. Every question is so unexpected. We have a woman, Deborah, at the Queens Museum, who's like our real estate agent, and she'll work with you. Yes, you can buy the wing.
A wing of the Met.
Yeah, unless, you know, somebody's already bought the entire Metropolitan Museum of Art.
All right. And what do you do with these things once you own them?
Well, you know, it's a kind of a symbolic ownership. And by the way, they're kind of it's like, you know, you're from Queens. In Forest Hills, you can't just change a neighborhood. There's a restrictive covenant on what you can do. So it has to be in the style of the panorama. So people can get their neighborhood cleaned up, get their neighborhood updated. But we're not going to change the style of the panorama itself.
David in Manhattan, what would you buy if you could?
Oh, I would buy the Brooklyn Bridge.
You know something? I'm sorry to say this, David. That's the least original. Everybody's calling up, you know, how much is the Brooklyn Bridge? The Brooklyn Bridge is the most sought-after icon on the panorama. It's quite interesting. You'd think maybe the Statue of Liberty being such a symbol of New York City.
What would you do with the Brooklyn Bridge, David?
Well, I would resell it.
Of course. If you were John Corzine, you might try to privatize it.
You know, and somebody called and said, I'd like to buy the Queens Museum and then sell all the buildings within the museum. So that same idea of reselling has already come up.
David, thank you. Now, here's a comment from the website. It says, I looked up my old apartment on Pitt Street. I guess this person went to the panorama and says a lot of those Mitchell-Lama and lower-income housing projects are totally missing. Is that true?
You know, there are 895,000 buildings. I would say that probably 98 or 99% of it is accurate. But we're looking for those kind of mistakes, and that would be extremely valuable if we could get that kind of information from people, you know, coming to the model. People have said my street is, you know, backwards. I don't know how a street could be backwards. But, yeah, there are mistakes out of that scale of an endeavor.
You can also, I gather, as part of this program, pay to have something added to the panorama?
Yeah, on the highest sponsorship level, like, you know, the New York Mets, that's the highest level, the $10,000 level. That's where the kids from City College actually built the new building. It's either buy a building, buy an apartment, adopt a park, adopt a bridge, or, yes, new construction is also an option.
And a reminder for listeners, if you go to the panorama at the Queens Museum of Art, I'm told that the museum's that WNYC's own Cindy Rodriguez is the voice of the tour. Is that right?
That's right. We have a multimedia tour, and Cindy Rodriguez, who is a WNYC
news reporter
and a Queens resident, did the voiceover.
All right. Let's see. Let's get one more in here. How about Susan from the Grand Concourse? You're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. When I was growing up in the Bronx, in lower-income housing, there was a beautiful mosaic building on the Grand Concourse that had fish on the front with mosaics, and I would buy that building. I don't know what kind of repair it's in now, but as a child, I used to pass it and love it.
You know, there's a woman who wrote that multimedia program, who wrote her dissertation on the panorama at NYU, and she said it's a memory map. And there's so much of that memory, thinking back to your childhood and buying that building or your dad's liquor store.
So what's the cultural place of the map in the life of the city?
You know, I think of it as one of the wonders of New York City. You can't describe the size of it to people. When people come, they're always saying, every time I come to New York, I'm going to come here, I'm going to bring my friends here. And I really feel that, you know, you can see it in a way that nobody can see New York City.
Ross on Long Island's going to get the last word. Hi, Ross.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What would you buy?
I would buy Eisenberg's Deli.
Where is it?
23rd and 5th. It's one of the oldest delis still operating in New York, and my grandfather opened it many, many years ago. I think it was in the 50s, the early 50s, if I remember correctly.
Is it still in business?
It is still in business. It's out to the family at this point. It's been sold two or three times, I believe, but I was down there a few weeks ago, and it is still operating.
How many of his fingers did your father cut off slicing meat?
No, he's still got all 10.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Ross, thank you very much.
You know, one last, I was talking to somebody just before walking in here, and she said, for Mother's Day, I'm going to buy my mother her building. And the idea of Metze giving that deli to your dad as in memory of your grandfather would be perfect.
So obviously this is for fundraising for the Queen's Museum, $50 for an apartment to symbolically own at the Panorama at the Queen's Museum of Art, $250 for most of the private homes, right?
Yes.
The freestanding homes. And does the money, excuse me, is the money dedicated to upkeep of this particular project?
Yes. I mean, the money's going into education programs and maintenance for the panorama of the city of New York.
Right. And it is symbolic ownership. You're not walking away with a little model home of your grandfather's deli, right?
Thank you so much for mentioning that.
Tom Finkel-Pearl, the executive director of the Queen's Museum of Art. Thanks. Have fun with it.
Thank you so
Brian
much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, coming up in a minute, the author of a new book called Love, Mom. Yes, this is about what happens when the mothers of adult children discover email and instant messaging? Are you happy about this? Stay with us.